Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I wasn't going to extend congratulations to you, but since you were so kind as to congratulate me, I would like to congratulate you as well, since congratulations are so extremely well deserved, and I insist on that. We endorse the conclusion of the European Union. First of all, we have been participating actively and constructively in order to achieve more implementation nationally and also through effective cooperation with other states' parties. With that objective in mind, we understand that exercises in transparency, such as the one we've been carried out in the program of voluntary visits, enables us better to understand the strengths and weaknesses in applying the convention. At the same time, this promotes cooperation and assistance amongst states' parties that is more precise and more effective. Mr. Chairman, we're aware that the convention is going through a difficult period, which means that we need the generosity and openness of all delegations. Spain understands that with independent national positions, there are more elements that bring us together than those which separate us. First of all, we are convinced that all of us are states parties to this convention, and consequently, all of us have the same obligations and the same rights. Unfortunately, we are also very much aware that all countries, without any distinction, are vulnerable to outbreaks of disease, whether natural or intentional. Apart from the potential threat throughout the world from terrorists and non-state actors, suffice it to take as an example the current epidemic of Ebola in DRC, where the epidemic is spreading further after the outbreak in May. This is characterized at the epicenter of the outbreak by other logistic difficulties. The Minister of Health in the Congo stated that in no other epidemic in the world have we seen such complex factors as those noted in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Vulnerability to outbreaks of diseases is indeed a source of concern, not only in connection with this convention, but also for the global agenda for health safety or the global partnership of the G7 fora, which are receiving a great deal of focus right now. Spain understands that at the current crossroads where we find ourselves in the convention, it is essential to focus our efforts and to obtain specific, practical, effective results, making use of rationality and responsibility, and carefully using our human and material resources. Our objective is to consolidate tangible results, which will make it possible to create value added for the convention and for the cooperative spirit that should prevail amongst all states' parties. For this purpose, we require generosity, flexibility, and a sense of responsibility on all sides, so that this can be distilled into specific proposals for a ninth review conference in 2021. It is also essential to face the difficult financial situation of the convention, recognizing the need that all states should comply adequately with their duties. Mr. Chairman, we need to negotiate constructively in order to find realistic and effective solutions. I also wish to remind you of the importance of possible cost-saving measures, and that these should not negatively affect the principle of multilingualism out of respect for the plurality principle that should guide our work. And finally, I should like to express my gratitude for the exemplary work done by the Implementation Support Unit for the Convention. In the future, its continuation should be an objective that all agree on. Thank you.